Candidates in Vermont are required to register with and submit periodic campaign finance reports to the Secretary of State's office if they have raised or spent more than $500. PACs and political parties that have raised and or spent $1,000 must also file a report. In the Republican primary for governor, Steve Barry of Walcott did not file. Emily Payton reported spending about $1,200 and receiving $255. Party-backed Scott Milne reported receiving $20,420 in donations. Democratic Governor Peter Shumlin raised $93,350 during the reporting period and has over $1 million available. His primary opponent, H. Brooke Page, did not file a report. Middlebury College Professor Emeritus of Political Science Eric Davis says the big question in the governor's race is whether Milne, the Republican front runner, can raise enough money to be competitive.
There's a certain amount of money that you need for a statewide candidacy in Vermont. That probably costs about $200,000. The rate at which Scott Milne has been raising money so far raises questions in my mind about whether he'll even be able to make that. In the first month, he raised only about $20,000. About half of it came from members of one family that are not Vermont residents, and only a very small amount came in small contributions from Vermonters.
In the lieutenant governor's race, progressive challenger Dean Corin received $19,283 in donations and qualified last month for $200,000 in public financing. Incumbent Republican Phil Scott, who rejects public financing and is the only Republican in statewide office, says he has $78,000 cash on hand for the fall campaign. 7 Days political columnist Paul Hines notes that this is the first time in a decade that a candidate is making use of Vermont's public financing system.
The legislature just recently doubled the amount that candidates for governor and lieutenant governor can receive in public financing, and Dean Corin is availing himself of the system. While he only raised $19,000, he has far more to spend than the incumbent Republican Phil Scott does. Scott raised more, but he does not have public financing, so he only has about $78,000 to spend right now. So simply because of public financing, the progressive has a lot more money at the moment than the Republican, which is a very peculiar situation.
Both Hines and Davis find that the campaign finance reports overall are indicative of a loss of Republican power in Vermont. Eric Davis.
The Vermont Republican Party is in big trouble. They have difficulty recruiting candidates other than Phil Scott and a candidate for governor. They have no candidates for any of the other statewide offices. They were not able to recruit as many legislative candidates as they want. And in terms of fundraising, the party committee reports indicated that the Democrats have about 5 times more cash on hand than the Republicans at this point in time. So the future of the Vermont Republican Party looks bleak.
A link to the campaign finance reports is available at WAMC.org. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.